Ted, your announcer here. Welcome to the Mustard Seed Kids. If you are new to the program, let me tell you that the children of Plantville are learning about the parable of the sower and the four kinds of soil in which he planted his seeds.
Well, in today's episode, we will learn about the good soil and how your heart can be like that. This parable is really getting interesting. Be sure to grab your pencils or pens so you can write down all the scripture verses we share today. They will be from the New International Version. If you have another version of the Bible, the words may be a little different, so you'll want to look them up for yourself. Just gather your dads, moms, grandparents, neighbors, dogs, cats, everyone, and let your faith grow. After the episode, maybe you will want to look up the verses and talk about them with your friends or family. Okay, cell phones off. It's time to get started. Miss Laurie, our teacher in Plantville, has something important to share with you. Take it away, Miss Laurie.
I love being a teacher. Not only do I teach the children, but I learn myself. Do you remember what a parable is? Yes, it's a comparison or an illustration. Remember, Jesus taught in many parables or comparisons. Here's something I learned while studying Matthew chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. He spoke in parables because the people were spiritually dull. You know what dull is, right? We've been studying Matthew 13, 13 and 14, and 18 to 23 recently, in which Jesus talks about our heart conditions. We've learned about our hearts being like the path, the rocky places, and the thorns. Now, have you ever thought of your heart as being like the good soil? As we learn today, you may want to draw some illustrations or pictures in a journal so you can understand what Jesus was teaching. Okay, let's join the Mustard Seed Kids and get ready to grow and learn today.
Flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He is the one who makes things grow. He is the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He is the one who makes things grow. He is the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man. That's a great song. God does make things grow, and faith is what he wants us to grow in. Let's see what the Mustard Seed Kids are doing, and everyone will learn about faith today.
Has anyone seen Brian? It's time to go to the store.
I think he went outside.
JR, would you please go find Brian? We really need to get going. I'm expecting an important phone call later, and I don't want to miss it.
Sure, Mom. Brian, what are you doing out here making a noise like a sheep?
I'm trying to get God's attention.
Brian, I don't think that is going to get God's attention. Mom, I found Brian and you had better come quick. I think there's something wrong with him.
JR, what is it? Is Brian hurt?
No, he's not hurt, but he's acting strange. He's making the sound of sheep and trying to get God's attention. I told him making that noise is not going to get God's attention. At first, I thought it was funny, but now I'm getting a little concerned because he won't stop.
Brian, what's going on? What are you doing? Brian!
Mom, please don't interrupt me. I'm trying to get God's attention.
Brian, why are you making the sheep noise? You know you can talk to God anytime, anywhere. What's going on?
Well, didn't Pastor Dave tell us yesterday in church that we are like sheep and that Jesus told those who are listening to him that he is the good shepherd and the sheep hear his voice? Pastor Dave said we are the sheep, and we know that good shepherd's voice and we listen to him.
Brian, I'm glad you were listening to the sermon yesterday, but that's not what Pastor Dave meant.
He didn't?
Brian, I think we need to read that scripture before we go to the store. Let's go in the house and get the Bible.
Great! Come on, Mom. I'll get the Bible.
Hey, Aunt Betty. Did you hear some sheep baaing? I didn't think there were any sheep in the neighborhood.
Well, you did hear some sheep baaing, but it wasn't sheep.
Aunt Betty, what are you talking about?
Cousin Julie, can you baa with me? Pastor Dave said that we are like sheep, and I'm practicing.
Ryan, I don't think that's what Pastor Dave was talking about. You're being silly.
Oh, dear God. Please help me to explain this to Brian. Give me the words to say. I need your help right now.
Okay, Mom. Here's the Bible. I remember the pastor was reading in John chapter 10, but I don't remember the verse. You'll see, Mom.
Hey, are we going to the store? I'm ready.
Well, JR, Brian thinks he has to say bah to get Jesus' attention. I can't believe he would think that. Why would Jesus want us to make sheep sounds to get his attention?
Now, JR and Julie, Brian is trying to do what he thought Pastor Dave said to do. So let's look in the Word and see what it says. Brian, would you please read John 10, verses 3 and 4?
Sure. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice.
See, Brian, you don't have to baa to get Jesus' attention.
But it says he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. His sheep follow him because they know his voice.
Brian, Jesus was using an illustration that the people could understand, because they were shepherds where he lived.
Aunt Betty, I learned in my Bible class about sheep and the shepherds. Could I help explain it to Brian?
Sure, go ahead, Julie.
Brian, sheep would recognize the voice of the own shepherd and respond only to him. See, the shepherd did not call sheep randomly, but only those that belonged to him. You might say the shepherd and his sheep had a deep connection to one another. The more time they spend together, the more the sheep recognized their shepherd's voice and followed him wherever he went.
So, Ted, what do you think? Did you know those facts about a shepherd and his sheep?
I didn't, Miss Donna. It's interesting. I believe Brian has learned that if he spends time with the Lord, reading the Bible, praying, and listening, he will begin to understand what the Lord wants him to do.
You know, Ted, when the shepherd called his own sheep, then he would lead them. instead of having them go ahead of him. They would follow the shepherd everywhere he went.
Hey, I think we would call that faith.
You're right. The sheep had faith that the shepherd would take care of them, protect them, and not take them anywhere that wasn't safe. The shepherd would never take a chance with the lives of his sheep.
Got it. The sheep knew that, so they trusted the shepherd and followed him wherever he would take them.
You did get it, Ted. The sheep recognized the shepherd's voice when he called them because they spent so much time with him.
Wow, I learned something today, too. And now, let's take time for a short new report before we go any further with today's program.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Pearly Gates Pavilion. It's the event of a lifetime and the award show of all award shows. It's the one that's had the entire world talking from generation to generation. Yes, it's the Eternity Award Show. I tell you, folks, anybody who's anybody has turned up today. Famous faces you've heard so much about. Peter, Matthew, Martin Luther, Billy Sunday, Abraham, Sarah, Mary, Billy Graham, Corrie ten Boom. The list goes on and on. Legends of our faith. If you don't have a ticket to this ceremony, you are not in the in crowd. Yes, this is the one, the big event, the day folks have been anticipating for thousands and thousands of years, and is guaranteed to be full of surprises. Who will be the big winners? Will it be those saints who were always in the spotlight, or those faithful servants we never heard about? Could Martha be there? The records have been kept sealed through the centuries and are known only through the accounting firm of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The ceremony will begin any moment now, and from what I hear, the celebration is sure to last throughout eternity. Talk about a party! We'll have full coverage of all the presentations right after this life. So stay tuned. It'll be well worth the wait.
Wow, that was quite a news report, Miss Donna. I've never heard of an award show like that. I'm learning some awesome things today. Now, let's get back to the Plantville and see what's happening there.
Bam, 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 bam. Okay, everyone, it's time for some jokes. Are you ready?
Oh, no, he found his joke book.
Well, get ready. We thought his sheep sounds were something to endure. Now we have some more jokes. We better humor him and hear his jokes. He just doesn't give up.
It's okay, JR and Julie. Let's give Brian time to share his jokes. It's his gift, you know.
Okay, everyone. What's the easiest way to get a day off school?
I have no idea, Brian, but I'll take a guess. Should we wait until Saturday?
JR, were you looking at my joke book? How did you get the joke?
Oh, I just guessed. I can't believe I got the joke. That's one for me.
Okay, here's one nobody will get correct. What has 50 feet but can't walk?
50 feet but can't walk? Is it, a centipede?
Julie, it can't be a centipede because a centipede has 100 feet. Centi is a unit of measure and means 100.
Well, may I guess, Brian?
Sure. Go ahead, Mom.
So if a centi is a unit of measure, meaning 100, and you're talking about 50 feet, could it be a tape measure?
Mom, were you looking at my joke book, too?
No, Brian. I just figured it out.
Well, Brian, so far we have guessed every one of your jokes correctly.
Yes, Ryan. I believe we are catching on to your jokes. You haven't stumped us yet today.
Okay, here's one more. I know you won't get it. What has 100 feet but can't walk and isn't a tape measure?
Well, I think it has something to do with a centipede.
Hey, I think you got the answer, JR.
You're half right. It's a dead centipede.
Brian?
Well, I don't know where you get your jokes, but they are good ones. I just wish I could remember them.
Thanks, Mom. You're my biggest fan.
So, Brian, you tell some great jokes. But I like the illustrations in your faith journal. I believe your faith is truly growing.
Thanks, Julie.
JR, there's not much in your journal. Are you having trouble understanding the parable of the sower?
Well, frankly, Cousin Julie, I'm having trouble. I don't mean to be unkind, but what does it matter if your heart is like the path, the rocky places, or has thorns? I mean, it's just your heart. What's the big deal anyway?
JR, I really appreciate your honesty, and I'm glad you're asking me these questions. Your heart could be called a receiver and a sender.
Hey, Ted, did you ever think of your heart that way?
No, I didn't, Miss Curly. How about you?
Me either. But now that Julie mentioned it, and you know Miss Curly is my puppet name, I can see that my heart could be called a receiver and a sender.
Well, I think we are about to learn something new. Julie is wise beyond her age. She's going to be a great teacher.
I agree. Let's listen.
A receiver and a sender? I don't understand.
You see, your heart receives what other people give you. Love, hatred, patience, impatience, joy, sorrow, politeness, just to name a few. Do you get the picture?
I think so.
I can hear Miss Gordy explaining it right now. I know what she would say.
When you receive it, then you need to decide what you will do with it. For example, if someone is impatient with you, how will you treat that person? Will you be patient or impatient? In other words, if garbage comes in, then garbage will go out. And since you are having difficulty understanding God's word and how you are to act, then your heart will not be very healthy. It's like the path. Satan comes and steals the words away like birds do with seed. It's difficult for the person to believe God or that God wants a relationship with them.
I think I'm getting the picture.
And Brian, from your illustration and writing, I believe you understand the heart, which is like the rocky places.
You're right. For some reason, I got that one. That's not ground covered with small stones, but shallow soil on top of solid rock. So the seeds that were planted sprang up quickly. But where the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no roots. So the person who has a heart like a rocky place says to himself, "It's too hard to obey God."
That's great, Brian. You see, the person received the message about God's love for them with great joy, but they didn't have a strong understanding or didn't continue reading their Bible, praying, or spending time in their relationship with the Lord. So when troubles began to happen in their lives, or people made fun of them for following Jesus and being a Christian, they couldn't take the heat and decided it was too hard to obey God's word and went back to living their lives the way they had before.
I got it! Now what about the heart condition with the thorns? Is a person who has a heart like the thorns trying to figure things out on their own? Worries and will probably make a big mess of things? I guess they don't consider God or even trust Him.
That's it! I got it! You know, I keep hearing Miss Lori explain this parable. I can hear her now.
The person whose heart condition is like the thorns has a real faith problem. Their faith isn't strong enough to help them through the problems. They may also be concerned with what their friend has, and that consumes their entire day. They forget about God. It doesn't mean that if they trust God, they won't have problems. It means that God will be there to help them with their problems.
Yes, I can hear Miss Lori explain the thorns, too.
Did you know there is one more soil?
Yes, it's the good soil.
Well, it just so happens that I have the Bible open to Matthew 13, verses 8 and 9. Do you all want to hear it?
Yes!
Still, other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. And the explanation is in verse 23. It says, "But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what it was sown."
Now that's the kind of heart I want.
Me too!
I can hear Miss Lori now.
And that's the kind of heart God wants us to have. When we hear the word, we understand it. We share it with others so they can have hearts like the good soil. The word of God grows and grows inside your heart as you read it every day and ask Him to help you understand it. The seed is planted in your heart. You grow to love the Lord with everything that is in you, and others will want to know what you have that they don't have. As you share about the Lord and all that you are learning, the crop will grow and grow. More people will get excited about the Lord, and God's word will grow in you.
Flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I've sown, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and He wants us to see. We are the branches and He's the tree. If we don't stay close to Him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and He wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, He'll want to see that His love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow.
Wow, what about your heart? What would God discover? Is it like the good soil, which produces a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown? Are you the person who has heard about God's love for you, understands it, and then goes out and tells others so that they too will tell others? Do you share your love for God and what His Word, the Bible, says every day? Does your life bring others to the Lord? Are you truly different than those who do not know the Lord? I wonder what Miss Teresa, Plantville's only Sunday school teacher, would say.
In all my years of living, I tried to tell others about God's love for them. I love reading the Bible, and my time with the Lord each day is very special. Following Jesus and being obedient isn't always easy. But when we ask Him to change our hearts and help us be like Him, He will do it. I want my light to shine bright for Jesus. I want to have a heart like the good soil.
You know, Miss Donna, now I'm beginning to understand the news report we heard today. Talk about a party. Wow. Just think, when our hearts are like the good soil and we tell others about Jesus and they ask for His forgiveness and accept Him as their Savior, they will be part of that party.
That's exactly right, Ted. The invitation is there for everyone to come. What a party it's going to be. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Mustard Seed Kids and Heart Conditions, The Good Soil. See you next time when the family will learn more about God, our hearts, and how His Holy Spirit helps our faith to grow. The Bible is the most important book you will ever read. As we close today, let's listen to this commercial.
Are you tired? Tired? Oh, tired. No pep. No energy.
Have you got the poorlies? Has someone glued your feet to the floor? Life got you down. Depressed. Feeling sorry for yourself. Is life one big bummer? Does each day seem worse than the day before? Looking at life through soot-colored glasses. Does today seem like the last day of the rest of your life? Unhappy? Did your dog look mean this morning? Kids got you down? Think you can't go on another minute? If this is how you feel, boy, are you in bad shape. Never fear. Hallelujah Pharmaceuticals has the answer for you. The cure-all, the pepper-upper, the pick-me-up. Yes, sir. Now available in readable form. That old-fashioned remedy, Scriptur-Myosin, proven to be 100% effective in millions of cases. Scriptur-Myosin comes in book form with verse doses for minor ailments and chapter doses for more serious cases. So, if you are suffering from the misery of all miseries, don't delay. Treat your illness today. Remember, that's Scriptur-Myosin. Scriptur-Myosin. And it's available in most homes or your favorite Christian bookstore in the convenient take-along size.
Ted here once again. This episode of the Mustard Seed Kids is produced by Kingdom Kids Incorporated, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Watsontown, Pennsylvania. Gifts from the First Baptist Church in Milton and Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church in Lewisburg have made this program possible. Their byline is Education Through Puppetry, and they present both religious and secular, that's non-religious, programs wherever God calls them to go. You can find them on the web at www.kingdomkids.org. Why don't you try to draw an illustration of God's good soil? It will be fun to see what they look like. Remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Send your illustrations to us and we will respond. Be sure to put your name and address on your picture so we can write back to you. Send them to Kingdom Kids, Inc., 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, 17777. A special thanks to today's episode, which featured Ted Brengert as the announcer, Donna Bridge as narrator and writer, Liz Folk as mother or Aunt Betty, and what a joy she is, Carol Watson as Miss Lori, our wise teacher, Harrison McDuffie as Brian, what a jokester he is, Jonah Flowers as J.R., one of the twin brothers, Kaylee Kessler as Cousin Julie, and what a great teacher she's going to be, Max Stahl as Andy, the other twin brother, who wasn't able to be with us today, and Teresa Bowman as Miss Teresa, Plantville Sunday School teacher, and a thanks to Doug Bridge, our producer, And a special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his songs. If you have comments or suggestions, please write to 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, PA, 1777. And don't forget to visit www.hiskingdomkids.org, where you can get to see Kingdom Kids as we serve God in faith every day. Until next time, seek God and believe that He exists, and your faith will grow, and you will please God. See us next week on Mustard Seed Kids, and we'll learn about our hearts and where God's Word and faith grows. And continue to listen to the Mustard Seed Kids on www.shoutcast.com. Search for Kingdom Kids. That's KIDZ.